A little to the left.
Ainsley gestured over with her hand. Sweat dripping down his light skin, Daniel shuffled forward slightly as his dark-haired brother mirrored his movements, stepping backward.
Is that too far?
The petite blonde tapped her fair chin, standing in the middle of her apartment's living room.
Can you move it back to the right?
Take your time, Slick. It's not like this is heavy or anything,
Daniel quipped, grinning, adjusting his hold on the modern gray IKEA couch.
You're being compensated, aren't you?
Ainsley said, crossing her arms. Daniel shook his head at her.
Buchanan, these hands are made to treat patients, not move furniture.
He paused when her gaze dropped to the floor.
Of course, your baked goods more than make up for it.
She sighed and threw up her hands.
Okay, good enough. Come get your pay.
He made eye contact with his brother Kyle, and they both gently set down their sides in unison.
I really appreciate this, you guys,
she said as she tipped the milk carton.
Did I mention that? I appreciate you.
What are best friends for? Daniel asked, bumping her shoulder with his. I'm here for you. And Kyle's here for brownies. His brother lifted one dark eyebrow as he reached for another treat.
I'm here for her, too. I just know a good thing when I see it.
Ainsley and Daniel both grinned at him.
So, you're getting a new roommate, huh?
She nodded, gesturing to the living room with her glass.
Just wanted to move things around in case she has furniture.
Is she new in town?
I think so. I don't know.
Ainsley pulled out a package of chicken thighs and piled red peppers and sweet onions on the counter.
Didn't you interview her?
Kyle asked. And Daniel heard the discontented edge in his voice.
Now, grumpy, Daniel said, grabbing another brownie. Ainsley's an adult. She wouldn't cohabitate with anyone who'd